Hillary Clinton was among six Democratic presidential candidates who spoke and schmoozed in Iowa last night. They had to be at their best. The event was the Jefferson Jackson Dinner in Des Moines, the Hawkeye State's big annual fundraiser for Democrats. And this year's dinner came less than 2 months before the Iowa caucuses. NPR's Scott Horsley was on hand.
The Jefferson Jackson Dinner is a fall classic in Iowa, and in an election year like this, it takes on the passion of another contact sport, as Michigan Congressman David Bonnier hinted during an afternoon pep rally for White House hopeful John Edwards.
You know, when I think of a Saturday in the fall in Iowa, I think of football and politics, right? We've had two victories today. The Hawkeyes won today, right? The Cyclones won today, right? And tonight, John Edwards is going to blow the roof off the Veterans Memorial Hall.
A marching band from Des Moines East High School helped escort Edwards to the Veterans Auditorium, where the dinner was held. A few blocks away, Barack Obama's supporters held their own pep rally as a kind of appetizer for the dinner itself. At the auditorium, a sellout crowd of 9,000 party activists was waiting, many of them grouped into color-coded cheering sections, waving white signs for Edwards, red signs for Obama, and yellow and green signs for a somewhat defensive Hillary Clinton.
There are some who will say they don't know where I stand. Well, I think you know better than that. I stand where I have stood for 35 years. I stand with you and with your children and with every American who needs a fighter in their corner for a better life.
Julie Smith of Harper, Iowa, was one of those waving a Hillary Clinton sign. She said after the dinner she'd be proud to carry a banner for any of the Democrats.
I think they're all qualified and would make a good president. And that's what we need. We need togetherness and everything right now.
But Edwards insists it's not enough to elect just any Democrat next November. He and other candidates have been targeting Clinton in Iowa. She leads in the polls here, but by a much smaller margin than in other early voting states. Rivals see Iowa as their best chance to slow Clinton's campaign momentum. Edwards regularly criticizes Clinton for refusing to turn down campaign contributions from lobbyists.
Washington is awash with corporate money, with lobbyists who pass it out, with politicians who ask for it. Look at what happened in the 1990s when we had a Democratic president, a Democratic House, and a Democratic Senate. But still, drug companies, insurance companies, and their lobbyists killed universal health care in the United States of America.
Bill Richardson, Joe Biden, and Chris Dodd also addressed the crowd. Obama was the last candidate to speak. And like Edwards before him, the Illinois senator took subtle aim at Clinton. He said if Democrats are serious about winning the election, they can't rely on the same old Washington playbook.
The party of Jefferson and Jackson has always made the biggest difference in the lives of the American people when we led not by polls, but by principle. Not by calculation, but by conviction.
Obama said he's tired of Democrats thinking the only way to look tough on national security is by acting like George Bush Republicans.
When I am this party's nominee, my opponent will not be able to say that I voted for the war in Iraq or that I support Bush-Cheney policies of not talking to leaders that we don't like.
Obama's supporters passed out fortune cookies with pro-Obama messages inside to go along with the cheesecake Democrats got for dessert. In the weeks to come, Iowans will play a big role in deciding the fortunes of all the Democratic candidates. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Des Moines.